Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Ready? Thanks for tuning in to episode 668 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is January 30th, 2022. It's a beautiful day out here in California where I am broadcasting from. My name is Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And if you're new to the show, we are a podcast about video games and life, equal parts. We talk about games, that's our common bond, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on in life too. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and you're out with that sad sack central time zone. It's 3 p.m. your time zone. Just kidding. We love the central people. On the show today, we have Mr. Robin Tate manning the decks, spinning things marvelously.
Hello. Good morning. How you doing? Good evening. Good night. That's it all covered?
I think that's pretty much all of it covered, indeed. Bringing the show down just a notch, because, you know, we've had great people like Phil Olson on or Kim Woods. Well, we do have Pete Chin on, so there's that, filling in-ish. Pete, how you doing?
Word up, mother fluffers. Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good. I'm here to bring the show down. That's what I'm here for.
Pete, do you know what a fluffer does?
Yes.
Okay, just double check.
I called you mother fluffers, not me.
Fair play. The cock cage kind of gives it away a wee bit, you know?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. Mm. I'm glad to be on the show.
My desk has lifted 2 inches.
We're glad to have you.
My desk is 2 inches higher because you're here. Mm-hmm.
He's got such a big penis, hasn't he, Robin?
Well, you're the reason why I have the scabies on my lip.
Shit.
Emotional.
let's wish some people a happy birthday. Mark's mom, happy birthday.
Mark's mom has got it going on. Yep.
Jesus.
Do we have a song for her?
He's just sung it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Mark's mom's got it going on. Bam, bam.
Yeah, there's 97% drop frames at the moment, boys.
97% dropped frames.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. Well, we're recording regardless, Robin. We will forge on.
Yes.
Hopefully that will bounce back and we will not have a problem. Those of you in watching us live on YouTube or Twitch, apologies if we're dropping frames on you. And yeah, we will definitely have an audio version of this podcast. You can download and listen to your delight. Maybe we'll talk about beans for an hour and a half. And that seemed to get a lot of people loved the podcast last week. They loved the Bean Theory, Bean Wars conversation. Pete, to catch you up, because clearly you don't pay attention to things. We have had a rousing round of conversation.
Excuse me.
Yes.
It's not over yet. And... Now you can fill the ginger in.
This is how passionate
I am.
Somebody
else is on the ball. It's so good. I'm so glad Robin's here.
I am too. I am, because I am passionate about beans. Robin is passionate about beans. I don't know where you fall in the bean spectrum, Pete, but you know, we should talk about this real quickly. We had a lot of back and forth about beans.
Public service announcement, just in case. Sorry, we didn't say it's blowing a storm here, like a Pete blowjob, and Scott Stubby's in there, and he's kind of going, yeah, he could lose power at any second. We also could lose power at any second, and that probably is why I've got a 97%. drop rate because I'm still on the 4G, but we'll get that into a minute. So back to Bean Wars. Hold on a second. More Bean Wars coming now. Bean Wars tonight on Fox.
Beans. Tell me about beans.
For the record, we'll rewind just a second here. The whole it's storming like crazy and it might affect my power and it's probably impacting my internet. Probably the conversation we should have had prior to the show starting. Well, anyway, Bean Wars.
Beans.
Yes. So, Pete, I received a shipment of proper Heinz blue can beans, if you will.
Yeah.
And I found them to be rather bland.
Okay.
Now, I was told properly how to make a British breakfast with beans, fried egg, toast, butter,
not a taco.
Beans, HP sauce. I did that. I did, as a matter of being a heathen, dirty monkey, used my hand to just pick up the toast with the beans on it and the egg, and I just ate it freehand because I was trying to do a video at the same time. I, in retrospect, should have used a knife and a fork. Fine. Didn't matter, though. It didn't offend me, per se, but I will say the beans were not a highlight.
He didn't have a cup of tea. He didn't have a knife and fork.
Oh, for fuck's sake. If a cup of tea is going to save your beans, then you've got big problems, Robin. I'm just saying. I tasted the HP sauce, which I do find lovely. The butter toast, the egg, the beans, just the flavor of the beans is not there. And so I also have tried the beans plain. That was a very big mistake.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
I agree you shouldn't eat them on their own. But you had them with toast and egg. Was that right?
This is true. I had them with toast, egg, beans. I had buttered the toast, egg. My son is right outside my door right now complaining also about this. And then I had a little bit of HP sauce. I according to many people, I made it very artsy apparently because I tried to give proper displacement of HP sauce. I didn't want to overwhelm the dish.
Yeah, just like little swirls.
Yeah, little swirls. Yeah, nice, exactly. Nice. And so it wasn't the worst thing I'd ever eaten, but I didn't – again, the beans didn't jump out at me. They didn't do anything for me.
Okay.
So now, since then, I have sent Robin three different types of American beans, and Robin has gone on record saying they're very different, the sweet and salty mix, but he still prefers his bland British beans.
Pete, on the can, it says brown sugar and molasses. Yes, that's the face. Yeah. That's the face.
See, the thing is, see, British people, I've also come to the conclusion, are a bit afraid of like spices and
cow food
flavors. You got to open up things. Now, the one thing you do have that is spicy, for the record, is you do have a lot of curry. Yeah. And that's because that's the one colony you guys were able to hang on to for long enough to actually have them influence your culture. Mm. But you lost all the other ones.
The thing is, though, with beans,
Robin, I mean, for those listening, just for the record, Robin just gave me the middle finger. Anyway,
beans. I mean, because of my stomach problems, I can't eat them. I can't eat beans. But
that just completely submarined my next move because I was going to send you a can of beans.
Oh, okay. No, I'll try them. if you send them to me, I'll try them. In small quantity, I'm okay. But I really like Heinz baked beans, and I used to love it on top of cheese on toast with brown sauce and a couple of sausages on the side. Oh, my life. They're to die for. I absolutely love them. I'm sorry. I'm with Robin.
That's okay. I've been talking about beans with multiple people all week.
You probably could eat the toast, cheese, and HP sauce, and you'd be fine with it, or brown sauce, and be fine with it. You wouldn't even eat the beans.
No, you want soggy, toasty, beansy, toasty, bready, saucy, toasty. It's like mushy. It's a flops.
You've still got that sauce after you've ate everything. You need
and then you
to
wipe it round.
Toast, just like, wipe everything back up and eat it.
Heinz 57 sauce.
But see,
and
then also,
and
we don't eat a lot of beans here for breakfast at all. In the U.S., beans really are more of a lunch or dinner time thing. And our beans, we do eat as a side dish as opposed to piling it on top of everything.
Well,
that's a difference as well.
To be fair, no. As far as our full English breakfast goes, beans is like a couple of tablespoons on the side. It's not all on the top.
Right, but the intent is you put it on top of whatever you're eating.
No, nobody
should eat those beans by themselves because they're disgusting by themselves.
God, you're so tunnel visioned.
I just love the fact that I'm triggering half of the UK right now.
Oh, that's just dreadful.
But anyway, so yes, this is the bean theory. Now, Kim Woods has received
in the mail
a package of proper Heinz beans. Mm-hmm. I also sent her some HP sauce. And then she also got a little extra something. But I'll let her talk about that on the show next week.
Did you send a dong?
I did not send a dong, no.
Cock cage.
No, no cock cages. That is your thing, Pete. I will let you send out a cock cage.
Okay. Scott Stubby says that they've got low sugar. I didn't even know that there was low sugar Heinz beans. He's diabetic, apparently. So I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
So I stayed in a hotel.
Did it make them taste even worse?
I stayed in a hotel in Kildare. Kildare in...
Where's that?
It's... I don't know, about 2 hours drive south of Dublin. The Curragh Racecourse, right, beautiful, very rich part of the world. And Kildare's famous for all, you know, the famous big studs. Anyway, I don't mean big, gorgeous guys. I mean,
horses.
Yeah, the Curragh. It's a famous place.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, well, it's famous. There's a lot of Irish breeders. Anyway, it doesn't matter about that. It was just that was the best place for me to stay in a hotel. I stayed in this lovely hotel, and the night before I had my dinner there. I got in quite late, went to the gym, got changed, came back into the hotel, passed the priest, as you do, Father Ted. I'm walking up the corridor, and he has his mask on, and Father, Son. And we meet for breakfast in the morning. So I'm in the dining room and he's in the dining room and I sort of sit beside each other and I didn't get any beans because as an Irish person, we don't eat beans for breakfast unless we're really forced. You know, it's an Englishy thing. But he had his beans. In the south of Ireland, they'll have beans, but not a proper Northern Ireland breakfast. No beans.
Oh my God, you would have it for breakfast.
Northern Ireland beans. No beans for Northern Ireland. No. We don't have it with our fry. Our Ulster fry has... fried pancakes, soda bread, potato bread. You know, it's lots of stuff that you guys don't have. It's real speciality stuff. Anyway, the priest had beans and I didn't.
Lots of things you guys don't have. I like that.
Yeah. Do you know what soda bread?
I just need 2 boiled eggs for breakfast.
Soda bread, potato bread. Anyway, I had a fry. I had a fry this morning. So the priest was there and I was telling the priest, because he had beans and I didn't. I said, I see you have beans for breakfast. It's a very... thing that's very topical this week, my father, me talking to your father. He said, "Well, father, son, why the beans? I like the beans for breakfast in the morning." And I'm going, "Well, some people like proper beans. They're like, I'm sure they're Heinz 57. Let me tell you, those American people don't really like these beans." Oh, that's a terrible disgrace. It's a shame they're missing out on so much.
We also don't like abusing children. But
so
know.
If what you're doing now is what you're doing now, Greg DeLacy, the Vatican has came out completely for Heinz 57. And if you don't like Heinz 57, you're going through the whole of the Catholic congregation. So
and the Vatican supports the altar boys. We know it's all good. It's all
you
good.
You need to buy some more guns, man. That's what you want.
I'm looking forward to Bean Wars too.
We had a lot of fun with the beans. The beans war.
Yeah,
needless to say. Okay, outside of beans, let's talk about Pete. You haven't been on in a while. What has been going on with you?
Right. Why did you pass it to me? I was consoling myself. Right. I went to Michelle's 50th birthday. I can't believe it's 3 weeks ago now. So it was her 50th birthday on.
She cannot be that old. Honestly, she does not look a day over like 40-ish. She's a young lady.
She's a good-looking lady. She definitely doesn't look 50. I keep telling her, as much as she says, nice, oh, I feel 60 or whatever. No, anyway. No. So it was her 50th birthday on the 9th of January, and she said that the one thing that she said, she just does not want to be at home. She doesn't want a family meal or any of that jazz. She doesn't want a party. So I thought, well, I'll take her away. And I thought that I would take her to Gran Canaria.
Oh, yeah.
I love the Canary Islands.
Puerto Rico.
But the thing was, because of all of the... I mean, I heard all of the crap that Robin went through about going abroad and all of the paperwork, and things just weren't looking that great around that time of the year. So I just thought, we won't bother. We'll stay in England. Restrictions around the rest of the UK, like Scotland and Wales, were starting to... made me think even more so that I just need to stay in England. So that's what I did.
Well, you can have parties in England.
You
can have parties in England, unrestricted.
Well, yeah. If your house number's... If your house number's 10, you're absolutely fine. You can just go for it. You can have orgies and everything. We've both never been to the east of England before, so I thought to myself, right, we'll head east. So I went to Leicester first of all, and we had a couple of days in a nice luxurious hotel there. It was a nice couple of days in a spa environment to kick off a birthday. So she ended up having her birthday there. We had some nice food. Just some nice relaxation. And
where did you get out to? Lowestoft or somewhere like that, Pete? Or where were you? You get as far as that?
What, over the east?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to go into that now. So on the Monday, on the 10th of January, we went over to Norfolk. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in... as much as I don't like it, you guys know that I don't like reading. I hate it. It takes me a long time to take things in, but eventually I got there and watched some YouTube videos. But we stayed in Thetford, and that's over Norfolk, over the east of England.
So,
and it's a man-made forest.
Oh, okay, yeah. Tell me, what are Norfolk broads? Are they like loose women?
No. I think it's the scale of the land.
Okay.
I'll go into that soon, though. I didn't get to the coast. That was my only trouble. I thought that we were going to be closer to the coast, but yeah, it's quite vast actually. And we ended up going to a place called Thetford Forest, which is a man-made forest, and it was made it was around before the First World War, and its design was to supply most of the country and the rest of the UK with oak and wood supplies. It's 47,000 acres. It's a huge man-made project, which I've read some interesting facts about, and it's just a real wonderful place to go. Even when we went on the 9th of January, it was cold in some parts. There was a lot of mists, but I just cannot believe how flat. I don't know what it's like over Northern Ireland, Robin, but in the Midlands, and you've been, you've been to Birmingham, haven't you? So you've been to the Midlands. It's very hilly. We're high altitude in as far as England goes compared to the rest.
There's a flat. It's crazy. There's a flat bit about 5 miles away from me. It's a wee field. But that's about it.
And that's it. Oh, okay. All right. So you can appreciate the hilly environment. And so when you go to East Anglia, what we found was when I got close to Thetford, I just cannot believe how flat the whole place is. The flatland, and they call it the flatlands. And you could look on for miles in certain areas. So when we get a mist in the morning, sometimes it'll just end up in the little valleys of where we are. Whereas in the east, you see a mist and it's low level, and it's probably about, I don't know, 20 inches thick, and it just goes on and on and on, and it just doesn't stop. And it's really, really strange. I've just never experienced anything like it before, and I've never been to the East before. It's a beautiful place to go. But the one thing I found was there's a lot of small people. Now I'm 6 foot two.
Small people.
There really is. I'm 6 foot two, and we went around the local villages. We didn't travel far. We enjoyed the relaxation part of that. We stayed there for just over a week, and we just enjoyed relaxing. So I'll talk about our accommodation in a bit. But traveling around the local villages, all of the houses, or a lot of houses, had thatch roofs. There were cottage-type houses. There's a lot of history there. Not far, just an hour down the road, it's probably one of the oldest. It's the first, Colchester has got the first Roman village in England. And that's a big thing as far as age goes. That goes back a very long, long, long time.
They weren't very brave then. They were the first people to fold under the Romans. The height thing is to do with the flat land as well. They don't need to be tall. So, because they don't have to see over hills and stuff, so that's why they're short.
Well, the thing was, we seen all these thatch roofs and really old houses, and even just the small, what we would say around here is like the Victorian or Edwardian houses. But I'm not kidding you, I'd need to get on my knees and crawl backwards to get in some of the doorways. They were so small, it was unreal. And even going around like some of the shopping centres and the towns, like the men and women were vertically restricted. It was
vertically restricted. That is such a nice way of saying they're short.
It was really, really, it was really strange. You know, like around the Midlands, there's a lot of tall people, but when I went over that way, there were so many small people. Anyway,
how tall do you think the average person is there? I'm curious.
Do you know?
I mean, 5'5".
Well, the smaller people, you were looking around like 5 foot, 5 foot two.
Okay.
There wasn't very big at all.
So I went to the Philippines once, and let me tell you, you want to feel like a giant, go to the Philippines, because the average height of the person there was like under 5 foot easy. It was insane. You're just walking along and you stick out like a sore thumb. Not to mention you're not Filipino, but you know. Anyway.
There's a hospital not far from me, and there's a lot of Filipino staff that work there, and a lot of those are vertically restricted as well. And I can understand what you mean totally, but that's one thing I noticed. It's extremely flat. There's a lot of small people, but it's a beautiful part of the country. It's unreal.
So
really, really green.
The best tour in Thetford, I hear, is I've been running the video there while you've been chatting. And it's the Thetford porta potty factory, and this is here shows you how to use the Thetford porta potty, and did you do that tour? That would have been interesting.
No. There's only a few things that we did. I haven't spoken about the accommodation yet. I'm sorry if I'm going on. But
no,
I haven't been on for a bit of time.
That's okay. I asked the question.
Yeah, we went to an Anglo-Saxon village, which is not far from us, and it was called Stowe, S-T-O-W. And it was the first, ruin that they found, apparently, of Anglo-Saxon houses. So they found the footings, and then they fabricated this village from the footings that they found to almost like, you know, build up a village of Anglo-Saxon houses and try and show people now what it was like then. So that was interesting. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't very flash, or there wasn't very there wasn't much there to look at, really. You just got a bunch of houses, a cafe and a little shop, but it was interesting to see those houses. Again, the doorways were small. So we went to an Anglo-Saxon village.
Did you go
the
into
accommodation,
the
where we
did
was,
you go to so, the Stowe Museum, did you?
That's part of that Anglo-Saxon village, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you go in and see the spears and stuff? No.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen spears. We've seen bones. We've seen clothing.
Ooh.
We've seen coins. Yeah, we've seen all sorts of there. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So where we stayed was in Thetford Forest, but there's a there's a chain of there's a chain of these there's a chain of these cabins that are dotted around the country, and the company's called Forest Holidays, and they call it Thorpe Forest, and Thorpe Forest is within Deptford Forest, which sounds a bit crazy, but anyway, we ended up getting a cabin, and I wanted to get a two-bedroom one originally, but they sold out. I was leaving it right up until the last minute, really, to book, and they ran out of availability, so I had to get a three-bedroom one, right? So I bought a three-bedroom, I bought a three-bedroom cabin for our holiday, and oh my god, it was so luxurious. It was pretty flash.
Yeah,
you, we're looking at them now. We're looking at these chicken bedroom coops.
We checked out every bedroom.
Good man.
What number are we? What number are we in? What number? this is number 15.
29.
Okay.
29. Anyway, it was so cool.
Ooh.
I mean, there was heated floors. There was temperature gauges for each room.
Ooh.
There was a flat screen TV, which is tailored to our stay, and you could buy like an entertainment package. The kitchen was very grand. The living area was very grand. It was very, very comfortable. Soundproof was amazing. You couldn't hear any of the other cabins around you. We had a log burner inside the property. We also had an eight-person jacuzzi outside with like bespoke lighting that was going around it, and it was not something that we're used to.
Upside down pineapple on your window.
Yeah, we got the big grass. upside down pineapple. Yeah, we tried that out. It was very I know what it means, Robin.
I'm assuming you didn't bring the cock cage.
Yeah, I took three with me, and all different sizes. Depending on how torturous I needed it to be. So the hot tub. We watched the sunset in it. We've watched the sunrise in it. It was just something that we're just not used to, and we just found it so luxurious. We just didn't want to move anywhere, and we were so relaxed. There was no phone signal. We just felt like we were just completely out in the wild, and it was beautiful. We really, really loved it.
That's awesome.
Good.
So we ended up just staying a lot of the time in it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
We just enjoyed it. So Charles 50th. We ended up in the Forest Holidays. We did a spa. But we had to get back into normality. So we got back. I've had some decorating to do in the front room. We finished all of that off with some funky lighting and different decorations and chains of sockets and light switches, and made it pretty. It's an Icelandic color scheme, like very like a very sea blue with all the white trimmings with the picture rail and skirting board. It looks pretty cool. And we've got a new setting and stuff. We've signed up to a new gym called the Village Gym, which is not far from us, which is again something that we're not really used to, but it's got hot tub, steam rooms, and it's a lot more luxurious than where we used to go.
Nice. It takes a village.
Yeah, I suppose it does. And now I'm back to bloody work. That's the only thing, isn't it? We've had a few weeks off. I'm sorry I couldn't attend last week. The reason why I wasn't on the show last week, we completely forgot that we got people coming over, and we wouldn't have found out unless they text us in the morning and said that they were coming, and we just totally forgot to write it on the calendar, and I just couldn't get on. So I'm so sorry. And it was Robin's birthday, and I felt awful because he's on his birthday, and I'm sticking, Jesus, you know, making me feel bad. But I'm back. I'm glad to be back. I've had a nice couple of weeks. So Shell's really enjoyed it,
and good, she appreciates
all the birthday wishes and stuff that everybody sent. So yeah, cool.
Did she get my pictures yet?
She mentioned a massive penis. Yeah,
that was Robin's.
They're my pictures.
That's what I sent.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's why you're able
to raise.
Oh dear. Well, good. It sounds like you've had some nice time.
Yeah, it was good. Really good.
Yeah. Good. Well, Robin, let's talk about your new 5G service.
It's fabulous, isn't it? Wonderful. So, yeah, I was so excited. The date was in, as I said, last weekend, that this week we would be on a brand new 1 gigabyte of fiber goodness. And I stayed at home last Thursday for the guys to come and fit it. And the two vans came down the lane. And I'm going, yes, I got a little semi in my trousers. It was great. I was just ready for it.
6 foot long semi.
And these two guys got out. Wow. And they said, and they broke my heart, we are here to survey for your fiber. You're what? So, yeah.
Well, I don't need a survey. I want it.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they were surveying the land and this is like a pre-construction stage.
Yes. So then I got brutal. a call night before last to say, yeah, we're coming out. We're going to make a booking. We're going to do it on the 14th of February. I went, oh, that's very romantic. No humor whatsoever. Yes, sir. Is that okay with you? So, yeah, 14th of February.
Well, think of it this way, Robin. On February 14th, one way or another, you will be getting serviced.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have Robin, is that BT or like the equivalent?
No, it's a company called Fibrous. They make two things. They do fiber for houses in the countryside and like a gel to help you poo. You take once a day. fuck, you're so gullible. Christ, I'll fucking marry
you. I'm joking.
No, for the last few years, the UK government has been giving funds for the little people like me out that can't get fibre. So it's quite a job. So they're bringing in through Telegraph. They put in new Telegraph poles. You know, all you lovely UK taxpayers are helping me get my fibre. So.
Okay, so the infrastructure is overhead, just like BT. Then it's
yes,
on telegraph.
But they've put in new, but they've put in new poles, and those poles went in, you know, 6 months ago, and they laid new fibre down, and yeah, so it's coming. So you know, a couple of weeks, you'll be happy to know that the frame rate dropped is now coming down to 89% now. So it's classic quality. So you know, in a couple of weeks' time, it'll be better. Anyway, so that's going to happen. So
the audio, at least, is I checked in on the audio. It didn't seem too terrible.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So that's not so bad. Okay, so Judith's 50th birthday has started as well, Pete. Now her birthday is in 2022, and on the 27th of each month. And we went out for dinner last night for her first not birthday. Her birthday's in June.
Is it in June?
Yes, July, in June. Yeah. So I'm doing once a month on the 27th. She's having a birthday, and we're going to do a whole year
smooth,
thing.
Isn't it?
So we went out this time with some friends of ours. This my policeman friend who wears his shorts. Didn't have shorts on last night. We had a nice meal. And I had her little present. I had a little Lululemon bag to go to the spa with. But it's also our 25th wedding anniversary, and I had booked a little trip to some little crappy wee place, Manhattan, I think it's called, we're going there now. And I put a little tiny piece of paper, folded up little piece inside the little bag, and I said, "Oh yeah," and I had typed it out on the computer, stomp. At the whatever it was, just the name of the theatre, and on the date, the Friday, whatever, at 8 p.m., and the seats. So I just said, oh, yeah, that's okay, that's good. Where's that theatre? I says, yeah, it's in Manhattan, darling. What? So, yeah, we're going to New York for our wedding anniversary, which is nice. Of course, on the way home, she realised she has promised her sister that we were going to look after her kids, because she's going out to Austria for a few days to see her daughter, who's out for 3 months. So I had to go and change the dates and the flights of the tickets this morning, and the hotel dates and everything else, and contact Ticketmaster to change the dates of the theatre. Yeah, it cost me an extra 250 quid this morning just to flip and accommodate us looking after more kids. Anyway, it's done. That'll be something nice to look after. So, so that's the not 50... Not 50. She's not 50 yet, so we're doing a whole year of not 50. And this comes from a friend of hers who had turned 50 last year. And through the whole month of June, she had parties every week or dinners or some event. So we're just keeping up with the Joneses. It's It's just pathetic. It really is pathetic. But anyway, I'm enjoying it. So New York is now booked completely. We're all done. Looking forward to that. We're staying in a nice hotel in Times Square. That's great. Bean Wars, still going on. Okay, I did order a new thing, and I need going to help some help with the community. So as you know, I have Leslie out here. Leslie is my little robot vacuum. And Leslie is a bit stupid. So Leslie's just sort of, you know, she bumps around the place and she doesn't really know where she's going. She's like me at 3 a.m. in the Big Brother house. Just bumps around. Just, and when the batteries go, makes his way back to bed. Well, that's Leslie, the robot
vacuum. Have you lost it yet? What was that company that lost it? There's someone that lost the Hoover.
Did it go out the door and away it went? Did it? Really?
who was that? Who is it?
Really?
Yeah, it went. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You dreamt this. It was a dream.
Well, carry on.
Anyway, so I've been looking at the technology again because... And I've ordered a Roomba. I've ordered an i7 Roomba, which has this. It does it now. It's clever. It's a proper robot. It has LiDAR. It maps out your rooms. It's a radar. It's clever. It knows what it does and knows where it goes. And it empties itself, so you can go up to 6 months without having to empty it. So it goes in, it charges, and empties itself. Just brilliant. So I'm a wonderful man. You know, that'll give Judith more time to polish the counters and make beds and stuff. So she won't have to hoover just as much then. So that'll be here this week. So it'll be interesting now that you know, Leslie. So, but the thing that I need to help from the community, and I sort of reached out a wee bit, was I do... Leslie is over here. Or sorry, Leslie's down here now. Hi, Leslie. And Leslie has her name on top. And I need a new name. So for this one, I really should have called Leslie Dion and the new one could be Celine, you know. But that's not going to happen now. So I need a name for the new sucker. And one very, very highly likely name right now is Greg. Greg, the vacuum.
I would be honored to be Greg the sucker.
Greg the vacuum.
That's okay.
Yeah, suck. Yep. Greg's going to suck all around my house. I think that's pretty darn cool. So if you can think of what I should call my Hoover anything better, maybe, you know... I don't know. What was the boat? What was the boat called? What did the Pete remember? The
Orca.
The UK government wanted people to choose the name of the boat. Boaty McBoatface. Is it Greggy McHooverface? I don't know. You know.
Oh, Greggy McHooverface. That's actually not too bad.
I did read a story. I'm right in saying, yeah, it went missing from a travel lodge in Cambridge, in England. So it ended up going out of the travel lodge. It was in the reception area and around the public areas, and it went out the travel lodge, and it wasn't found for 4 days, and it was found like in a bush somewhere. Yeah, so there we go.
Dirty thing.
Instead of Duster, Gregster. Maybe.
Oh, Gregster. You're not cool. We're not going to give you a cool name.
Don't feel right.
Okay. Anyway,
I just like the fact that I'm going to be in your house constantly.
Yep. So, see, that's a problem. That's a problem. Sucking with Judith, yes. last thing I'll say, I painted Jasmine's room today, getting ready, Glenn's old room. So getting a paint yesterday and done the glossing today. So carpet's coming on Tuesday for it. And she's going to move into her own little room. And I was listening to an audiobook today. Now, the narrator is not R.C. Bray. It's the other guy that done... Do you know the guys that went into space in he was part of the spaceship. He was like an AI, and he went all around the galaxy, and there's three or four... Anyway, that guy, Bray Porter. Porter, I think it is. It's called Dusty's Diary. Really, really good. This guy... he was a prepper, and he made this underground bunker in the back of his house. And what happened was there was a virus or something. And I actually must look at the date when this was written. So there was some chemical company had came up with this fungicide for your toes, and it mutated, and everybody turned into sort of mushroom heads, sort of zombie-eating, flesh-eating zombie, yeah, anyway. And the government, of course, gave lots and lots of different virus shots, and, yeah, they were all placebos, and anyway, it was really, really good. And yeah, it's very brilliant. It's only about 9 hours long. So, you know, painting yesterday and today, done it. Good, okay. Humorous, good. Dusty's Diary, very, very good. Check that out. And the one final thing that I'll say, I will talk to you about chess. Do you know that there's a big court case going on over that ginger-haired chess game for our TV programme, Pete? So there's some Russian bent has taken offence to the way she was portrayed in the Queen's Gambit.
What, the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, and she's taken Netflix to court because she was portrayed in a bad way. There you go. Greg, before you start...
She was the main...
No, there was a Russian girl and some other Russian player, and she was not very happy. Anyway, Greg, before you start mentioning stuff, I want to talk about your cases behind you. They look fabulous. They look really good.
Yes.
And they really do highlight your little sewing machine behind you now. It looks nice in your sewing room. But your cases look really, really lovely. I really think those are fabulous.
I appreciate that. So actually, what you can't see, there's another case behind me right here.
Oh, nice.
So this is going to be going away.
Your
this
sewing
is the
machine?
Old stuff. Yes, the sewing machine is going to be going away. I just have to move it out of the room. I haven't quite done that yet. I need to swap some smart plugs around because I'm actually going to have some additional lights for the case over my right shoulder. But they use USB. So I have a power strip that's a smart power strip on these cases here. I swap that out with the smart plugs, blah, blah, blah. Mm. It's just doing it. But
do it.
The Titov cases are finished. So these two cases here I got from IKEA. They're only like $80 a case. But they're a right pain in the ass to put together. I went into detail about that the week before. No, you need two people. You can't put it together yourself. Literally need two people. Otherwise, you will break glass. But then I found these light bars, and the light bars, they're like in a triangle shape. And the light side has like a white diffuser over the front of it, so the LEDs aren't real pinpoint. They kind of wash the light out. And then on the back side, it's aluminum.
Thank you.
There you go. You're welcome. It just looks really nice when you're looking at it, so you don't see kind of a lot of LEDs. They have kind of you see the strip of the LED on the backside of it. And when you're mounting it to glass, whatever, it doesn't look great. So I went this route and really pleased with it. All the wiring is basically zip tied to the posts inside of the case. And so it goes all the way down and then tucks nicely.
Still concealed.
Yeah, try to keep everything nice and clean and concealed. And then the power strip, actually, you can't see. There's my tall Master Chief character is over here on the right, sitting on top of a little platform. Maybe I can get the camera to move over here. There we go. You should be able to see him on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
So underneath him is the power strip. And so I was trying to find like a pedestal with something to have him sit on. Or stand on. I ended up getting a plastic black serving tray. It was like $15. And I just turned it upside down. It works perfect. Wow. So the power strip sits underneath it. It's nice and hidden.
You should be on Changing Rooms or some cheap like house renovation program.
Well, that's the whole thing. So I've been watching a shitload of these stupid DIY shows, all about, and so that has been part of like what got me thinking about doing this stuff. And it's turned out great. So I'm well pleased.
Looks like a nice space.
I feel like I need to get some more stuff in my loft now because like I look at Robin's, it's just completely like plastered with loads of stuff. Greg, you're getting there. You're halfway to Robin.
I'll never be able to compete with Robin. I don't have the space for a pool table and a big couch and TV because Robin has this whole outside room. But then again, I don't have to go out into the cold and the rain to get to my room.
No.
So there's advantages and disadvantages, right?
But we are like, you're like a halfway point actually, to Robin. Yes. I'm like a quarter of a way to where he's from.
Yeah, I know. And if I think about it, it's actually really an advantage. I mean, who cares if you have to go out in the rain because your wife likely is not going to follow you out.
Yeah, peace and quiet.
Indeed.
Hey, and that's really that's it for me outside of football. We've got football going on today. Actually, worth noting because it's not covered in our news, but today at the halftime game of the Kansas City Chiefs Cincinnati Bengals game, they debuted. So it's likely already debuted. You'll be able to find it. The Halo series TV series trailer has been launched and is out now. So they debuted that during halftime of the Chiefs game. So that is out there in the wild. I've seen some snippets. I'm pretty excited for this show. It has promise. Also, even though it's Tom Holland that is, I believe it's Tom Holland that's heading up as Uncharted Nathan Drake.
35 minutes ago.
I might like that. Uncharted is looking pretty good. So,
oh, wow. That's good.
We also heard the Rock. The Rock said he's going to be in a video game movie. He said it's a badass movie or badass game he's been playing for years. I think common theme everybody thinks is going to be Kratos. He's going to play, God of War. It's either that or it's going to be Gears of War, because that's the only two. I'll say one other, which would be controversial: Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because I could see The Rock being in a Call of Duty game.
Yeah,
easy.
As a character in it. Yeah. But he could be Master Chief too. He really could. He'd be all right. Yeah. But if he was God of War, you could see him making a comedy thing. That looks pretty good.
Yeah.
That trailer. Wow.
Yeah. I've seen The Rock in a film recently with Ryan Reynolds. What was that called?
Oh yeah. It was it's on Netflix. It was about the heist.
That was really good.
Actually.
Red Notice, I believe.
Yeah, Red Notice. Yeah, it was like a funny heist movie. Yeah.
Yes. I like The Rock. He's cool.
Anyway, before we get going too much further, I know we've had at least Scott Stubby. I see Martin in the chat as well.
Sure.
Yes, we don't have an IKEA sponsorship, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'd be making a lot of money.
Hmm.
Anybody else we need to shout out, Pete? I didn't see anybody else earlier.
No, I mean, we've got a few people that are hanging around in the background, like
Lurkers.
Dorney, apparently, and Casino Thanks, and a few, odds and sods, just... But anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's it for me for story time. So let's talk some video games.
Said if you're going to play the game, boy, you got to learn to play it right.
All right. We actually, it's like the last week of January. So we don't have updates on the February games, even though I think they have announced some of them. That's Kim Woods' job, and Kim Woods has failed us.
Slipping.
I think it's important to talk about. Yeah. Also, why we suspended her for one weekend. So that's why she's not on the show. Sometimes you have to take a hard line with these people.
Absolute filth.
So beyond that, though, we could talk about the games we have been playing. I'll go first. Why not? I just keep talking, apparently.
You're the boss.
So I've been called the boss many times. I've also been called cunt many times. So I'm not sure where I really fall in the pecking order here on the show.
I'll leave that to Robin.
Yeah. But Halo Infinite multiplayer was on this Wednesday. Martin and I had some fantastic rounds of multiplayer. Robin wasn't able to make it. Pete, I expect you next Wednesday. 9 p.m.-ish in the UK. We can even make it 10 p.m. depending upon what you need. But Halo multiplayer, it's been fun.
I could do that.
It's good, Pete.
The gym,
it is good.
I reckon
it's
I could good. Do a 9 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So good fun.
So what is there a game mode or something that you play? Or
yeah.
We have been playing like a lot of Fiesta Frenzy, which is awesome because basically every time you die, you spawn with new weapons.
Okay.
So and it can be power weapons, it can be the crappy weapons, but it happens to everybody. It just makes it fun. It's not, we're not talking serious competition here. But we've been getting better. Just saying. Okay. Martin and I had some great rounds.
How many people can you have in your team?
So the modes we've been playing, it's been 4-man teams. We can always go to big team battle and get in, and if we need to, if we have enough people for a larger squad. So, fear not on that.
9 p.m.
Okay,
I'll put it in my calendar.
In pencil, put it in ink. Let's do this.
No, it's in my calendar. So it might be a little bit after, but yeah, okay. I'll be all right for that night, I reckon.
Excellent.
Halo, Jesus.
Yes. I fired up the Ascent this morning. I was just kind of wanting something just, low-key twin-stick shooter. I still haven't finished the campaign yet. That's actually a game I do want to finish this sometime this year. So started playing it, and I noticed they've made some nice changes. So I guess they've done some updates. One of my big complaints with the Ascent before was tracking your missions and where you had to go always felt a little – it didn't feel very intuitive. But they made some updates, and and I'm assuming this is an update where I just never realized that you could do this. But they list the missions now, and they list where your objective is in a menu screen. So you can easily then link over to the map and find it. The icons are more prominent now on where you need to go. So it just feels more fleshed out. The Ascent, it's back on my, definitely recommend scale. It's a fun game. If you like cyberpunk vibe, the Ascent has it in spades. And the weapons, the action of the game is just fun. And it is a twin stick shooter. But it has a little bit of an RPG angle to it as well. And then finally, I fired up Rainbow Six Extraction. I fired it up. I played a tutorial mission, and I'm kind of underwhelmed. It is definitely Rainbow Six. So if you've played Rainbow Six Siege before, you will know how this feels and plays. A tactical first-person shooter. But in this game, some kind of alien invasion is happening. And so the Rainbow Six team, which is now called the React organization, is basically trying to stop this alien. I'll call it manifestation because it's weird. I mean, the opening credit movie shows you're on Ellis Island, and Ellis Island is attacked by these alien beings, and they like destroy the Statue of Liberty, and so it has all of that, pulling at your patriotic strings to kill this alien incursion. You get into the game, and the tutorial part of it talks, pretty openly about the fact that you want to be stealthy. But then one of the very first characters I selected was Doc, because it uses all the Rainbow Six Siege operators. They're your squad mates in the game that you can pick from. And you can play it single player, or you can play it in co-op with other players. Single player, it seems like it's going to be more challenging just by nature of what you have to do. A lot of times you're trying to extract something, and so you're activating something, and you kind of have to sit there and hold it down. But once you start doing that, all kinds of crap starts kicking off. And so you're going to be real vulnerable. So you really ideally want to have squad mates that'll back you up. And not just be AI. Very similar to what we saw with Alien, Fireteam Elite, where sometimes you were having to call an elevator or activate something. And the whole meantime you're trying to do that, you have aliens coming at you from all directions.
I like the sets here because we walked past
that kind of element.
We walked past cow mutilation going on there. That was quite good. I like that.
But yeah, so yeah, who doesn't love a little cow mutilation? the designs of the aliens, at least in the tutorial, seem very, very rudimentary, basic. Like they don't have any real kind of detail to them. They're just these kind of humanoid forms that, they don't have a face to them, and I just, nothing about what I played really excited me. I can see it being fun with co-op players, and that if you know, if all three of us were playing it, we'd probably get some good laughs out of it, because at some point or another, one of us is going to be saying, well, don't activate it yet. And then, of course, you know, it's going to be Robin. He's going to be activating it.
What's this?
And then all kinds of shit's going to happen. Yeah. And then it's going to be, I'm down. And so that kind of promised chaos is definitely there in this game.
Yeah.
But as a solo player game, I don't think it's going to hold up very well. So there's that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was me. That was the last thing I really checked out. So I'm definitely on the fence with Rainbow Six Extraction. I know Mark tried it out as well. He had told me probably best to play it in co-op as well. So maybe that's just it. Maybe this is really a co-op experience. Don't try and play it solo.
Okay. All right.
Let's move to, Robin, you had nothing played this week, correct?
Sorry, traveling too much. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. No apologies. That's life, man.
Yeah,
but you were playing the game of traveling on the road.
Yeah, and playing with priests. Now, I was trying to catch up about my Steam Deck. I mean, I do have a Switch. I can bring a Switch.
We'll have some news on that.
So, oh, good.
We have news.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that for on the road. That should be interesting.
Okay.
And over the next couple of weeks, my new little device should arrive as well from China. So,
cock cage?
Mm-hmm. No. It's my little new console. So that'll be interesting to review that. So, you know.
And I approve this message. Okay.
So I can't wait for that. So no, too much traveling this week. Sorry. And again, a day of painting, and then we were out for dinner last night. So it just didn't happen.
Oh, real quickly, I just noticed Corazon chimed in from YouTube, and he said he has been playing Rainbow Six and definitely agrees co-op is the way to go.
Yeah, well, you should do that as well. You should do a bit of Halo, a bit of that, you know?
All right. Well, since Robin really didn't get a chance to play anything, Pete...
I mean, to be fair, I put two games there.
Gaming podcast, yes.
No, I've not really played anything. I was waiting one day for Shell to get ready, and I saw this thing come up, and it was Space Invaders. Space Invaders IG, whatever that stands for. But it went back to the Xbox 360 profile, and it was like one of those Space Invader games, and I was just like, I'll give it a go. It was okay. Just Space Invaders.
Funny you should mention Space Invaders, Pete. I spotted on the Facebooks shop this week what I thought was an original arcade Space Invaders upright machine.
That's right.
That needed some work. And I thought it was a project, and I needed a bit of work on it.
Yeah.
And it had the original graphics and other bits and pieces. And then I started, and it wasn't dear. The guy was looking, I think, maybe 200 quid for it, you know. And I thought, okay. But when I looked at it closely, it was a really, really bad condition one that's only a couple of years old, a reproduction that has been treated really, 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 really badly. So, no, if it had been the original blue, original graphics, original machine, that would have been something nice to have here. But
So, well, this was. There was nothing great about it at all, really. It was very black and white. The screen. They added extra effects like a moving background just to screw your eyes up even more, and you can move around the screen as opposed to just moving left to right like. That's right, isn't it? Like the original. But anyway.
Well, yeah. So that doesn't sound like Space Invaders. It almost sounds like Centipede lets you do that, where you can kind of move up and down, left and right.
Yeah. Well, this is more like it was like a next generation of Space Invaders. But I think it was Space Invaders. I've listed it down on the notes. Okay. But it was Space Invaders IG, I think it was. But I just downloaded it off Game Pass. It was a small game. Shell was getting ready, and I just thought, I'll just download that, just have a little crack at it. And I think I got to like level 3. It screws your eyes up. I mean, like I'm 43. No, how old am I? 42. And I'm finding gaming like with those type of games, really difficult now. So apart from that, I was expecting to play loads when I was away. With Sean, we was just chilling, but you know, we went on a lot of walks around the forest, and we explored the upside down pineapples a lot, and it was just one of those. We just didn't get time.
We'll talk about Pineapple Theory next week.
Pineapple Theory next week. I had a little stint though. I say little. We probably played for about 3 hours on It Takes Two. I'll keep on going on about this game every single time I come on the show. Please, if you've not played this game, for God's sake, just buy it and play
it. Do it.
Man, this game is class. It's so, so good. I think we're at the tail end of the game now. I said that last time, and it just went on.
Right.
I really do think we are now. Things look like they're coming to a close. But it's brilliant. It's so, so good. Okay. I can't wait till we get there. I think we need to set aside another couple of nights just to play. But
here's a question. Do you guys ever have that, it made me think of it, because you're like getting towards the end of the game. You're like, oh, we're close. But do you ever have that moment of like trepidation, like you don't want to finish it because it's been so good, you just want it to keep going on?
Mass Effect games, yeah.
The thing is, we've recommended it to our daughter as well, and I've started playing that game with Kira, and we've played the first couple of levels, so like it's almost like we're starting over and reliving those first few stages and chapters that me and Shell did together. And it's like we don't want the game to end, but ultimately it's got to. It's a fantastic game. It is so, so good. So if you've not played it, pick it up and play it. It's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids crossed with the loads of cute cartoon stuff like Toy Story. And the animation is just unbelievable. The story's amazing. It's executed so well. It's just so, so worth playing. Yeah, real good game.
Okay. All right.
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two. Well, that's a good note to end on for what we've been playing. I know we've got some news to talk about, so I suppose we can transition to that.
Here is the fucking news.
And that's what we call a news mix. All right. So news. On the 25th, Microsoft had a conference call where we got some numbers, which we don't always get a ton of numbers, but it was interesting. So they talked about a record engagement during the past quarter from October to December. And then they got into some hard numbers. 18 million players have played Forza Horizon 5, which that's insane.
It is, yeah.
And especially because, Forza Horizon 5 is not a free-to-play game in any mode. Yes, it's on Game Pass, but it is not free-to-play. And I think that's an important distinction from the next game we're going to talk about, which is Halo Infinite.
Yeah,
they did said this has been their biggest launch for the IP itself as well. They have had more than 20 million players playing Halo Infinite. But, my counter to that is, in fairness, Halo Infinite is free-to-play multiplayer. So obviously I'd be really curious to see what the campaign is versus, multiplayer. But those are some huge numbers of engagement, which that's all what Microsoft's all about, engagement. So that's what they care about. It seems like if that's what they want, they're getting the kind of response that they were hoping for. That was kind of what was reported out from that call.
Fallout from the Activision thing still goes on.
The fallout from the Activision thing, yeah, it still is a big part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. A lot of the news media outlets. It'll be interesting to see. what Game Pass numbers look like in the coming months, just because of how Activision really got reported pretty openly and broadly across media outlets. It wasn't just the gaming outlets, but you know, actual mainstream news started talking about it. And anytime you have that, you know, there's going to be a cause and effect to it. I did see one, and I forgot where it was. I think The Verge reported on it, but there was a store that, or maybe it was in the UK, but they actually had signs saying on the sign, on the cases where the consoles were being sold, Microsoft just bought Activision. Choose your console wisely. I'm like, wow, okay. I don't necessarily think you need to put that sign up there because obviously nothing's changing in the near future. But that was kind of a very interesting thing to see out in the wild. Speaking of things out in the wild, NHL 22, they added, by the way, that's a horrible transition. But anyway, they added women's teams for the first time to the game just ahead of the Winter Olympics. So 10 women's national teams are playable now in the EA game for the first time ever.
Woo!
They also have added IIHF's men's and world juniors teams to NHL 22. So along with competing in the tournaments, the women's teams are playable in the Play Now, Online Versus, Threes Now, and Offline and Online Shootout modes. So my question is, do they get in fights?
Huh. Yeah, there's like no teeth. Like no, the teeth are missing and stuff like that there, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving from EA, we go to Ubisoft. So this was reported on actually a little bit later in this week. I switched the stories around them because I felt it was a kind of interesting look at Ubisoft. On one hand, Ubisoft is saying they are shutting down their Hyperscape game on April 28th. It'll be officially shut down. This was their Battle Royale game. They will discontinue development for the game and basically kill it off completely. They did say, though, we will take key learnings from this game into future products. In the same week, we also had a Ubisoft executive complaining that NFT critics just don't get it. And so this was basically after the backlash from their announcement. I guess the publisher announced Quartz will be an NFT platform that allows people to buy and sell unique digital items. And so they made that announcement. But the backlash was pretty quick. Within 24 hours of Ubisoft making that announcement on YouTube, more than 35,000 people had clicked the dislike button on that video,
right,
with just 1,300, likely all Ubisoft employees.
Seriously, NFTs,
that were liking it.
Wow.
Yeah. But the quote, the quote from this individual, and I guess it's Perard.
Jean-Luc?
I don't have his first name. Possibly. Anyway, said, I think gamers don't get what a digital secondary market can bring to them. For now, because of the current situation and context of NFTs, gamers really believe it's first destroying the planet and second just a cool tool for speculation. But what we at Ubisoft are seeing first is the end game. The end game is about giving players the opportunity to resell their items once they've finished with them or they're finished playing the game itself. So it's really for them. It's really beneficial. But they don't get it for now. That's an interesting statement. I don't think it ever bodes well for a gaming company to ever say that the gamers don't get something. That they're wrong, that they just don't get it. It's an odd statement to put out there. It's certainly not going to put them in any more favorable light with gamers.
I just had a little flutter there of electricity. So,
little flutter. All right.
Okay. All right.
That means speed it up. All right. On the good news front, real quickly, any thoughts on NFTs? I mean, are you guys absolutely anti-NFT or you don't care?
Don't care.
It's not, it's, yeah,
Yeah, like Pete's okay. NFT is of a cock cage, so
yeah.
I don't know. Do you know what? It just seems like humanity has got to the point where it is so ridiculous that people that have too much money are spending money on digital art. You know, it is stupid. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know, like $100,000 on some piece of crap, you know, a photograph of a monkey, you know, and it might be really good artwork, but really, and it's the genuine digital original binary code. I get it. Like someone creates a digital painting, which is really, really fantastic. There's only going to be one of those. Maybe the right set. I get it. Or a manuscript or something like that, that only you have that. But yeah, it seems like a sucker's game at the moment. Hey, John.
But from what I've seen as well, the most popular things is people that have got money that are selling that as well. That
yeah, yeah. There's people, lots of people making money out of it. But it is,
they're capitalizing it. Yeah, of course they are. It's horrible.
I'm just annoyed. I was just too late to get into it. Just annoyed.
Fair play. Mm. And yes, shout out to Joysticks and Chill. I believe that's John Mouse that stopped by. Cheers. I think NFTs, at least at this stage in life, it is a roll of the dice at best that you truly are going to get something that is going to maintain and retain the value that you think it is. On the positive front, this is an interesting situation. So Microsoft apparently will stop billing dormant Game Pass members in 2 years, mind you. So it's coming. It's not been launched out yet. But basically, changes to active memberships are going to roll out in the UK first, and then worldwide. So this was part of a broader change to Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass in the UK. The company says it will cancel subscriptions that have long lain dormant. The company took up the measure, which it committed to for at least 3 years in the UK as part of a voluntary agreement with the country's Competition and Markets Authority. So Microsoft basically is saying, if you have a dormant subscription, in a sense, they've just been charging you and charging you and charging you, but you're doing nothing with it. You know, they will, if after 12 consecutive months, you haven't done anything with it, they will charging you.
So does that mean that you're still okay? I'll tell you. They stopped your payments. Hold on. So are you still paying it? Okay. So does this mean that paying it but haven't used it at all? So it's like that membership Cockcages Weekly. You get a free cock cage in the post. You can't work out how to cancel it. Or the magazine subscription you sign up at EGX and you can't work out how to cancel the fucking thing and it just keeps on coming. That one.
Or maybe better put, let's say you signed up to Netflix twice. You forgot you had one account for Netflix and it was just charging your credit card. You never bothered to look at it. It just charges it. You're using a different account. That Netflix subscription will just go on in perpetual subscription until you cancel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You may not know it exists. You totally forget about it. You're horrible at your finances. So basically what they're saying is if they see you haven't logged into your account in 12 months, but they've been charging you every month based on how their subscription model goes, then at that 12-month time frame, because you've been inactive, they will stop the subscription and basically put it into dormant status.
Yeah.
It's a pro-consumer move.
Yeah.
And I think it's one they probably didn't want to do, but my guess is also because they want to clear the path for their Activision deal, they're probably like, you know what, just make sure we do everything that these government competition organizations want us to do.
Yeah, it's a transparent move, isn't it? It's nice, but yeah.
To that point. The regulator has been investigating auto-renewing subscriptions on Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo since 2019. So basically, this has been kind of an ongoing thing. Microsoft has stepped up just saying, look, we'll kind of meet you and take care of this. Sony and Nintendo have yet to commit to any kind of undertaking. I think eventually they're probably going to have to, but we'll see. So yeah, so that's something to look forward to. I mean, I don't know if it's really look forward to because that doesn't affect any of us, right? We're all active in our subscriptions when it comes to gaming. But you know, maybe you forget that you have a Switch subscription to that horrible online service that they offered. You know, right now you're just going to keep getting charged until you cancel it. Yeah. In this setup, at least you would have some protection over time if you just weren't using it, but you totally forgot about it. Oh. I don't know. I don't think it's a huge deal, to be perfectly honest. I don't know how often this actually happens, but I suppose there's enough of a concern that it was raised. So,
I reckon it could be quite common. I mean, you look at. I know loads of people that have got a gym membership. They consciously know that they've got a gym membership and they don't even go to the gym and they just let it go. They just keep on paying this like 50, yeah. £60 a month, every single month. Now that is probably something that you wouldn't be conscious about, possibly like a Nintendo subscription or a Game Pass. I mean, 12 months, I think is quite a long time. If I was them, I would probably say, well, after 3 months, let's just send an email and say, hey, you've not logged on for 3 months. Do you still want to be part of this, you know, this subscription service? But they're leaving it 12 months. Makes forecasting great for them, but...
So they did say the company will get in touch with people who are paying for Xbox Live or Gold or Game Pass subscriptions but haven't used it for at least a year.
Yeah,
it'll tell them how to stop their payments if they want to opt out.
Right.
If those people keep forking over cash every month without using their membership for another 12 months, then they'll stop. So it's two years. So yeah, yeah. Honestly, these companies, they really don't want to have to deal with this at all. Let's be honest. They would rather just let that money keep flowing in.
Yeah, they won't give a shit.
Speaking of money flowing in, Valve have finally announced that the Steam Deck will go on sale officially February 25th.
Man. Yeah.
Are you guys getting this?
Yeah.
So I have one reserved. I do.
Me too. You're working way more, aren't you, Robin? So you're gonna reserve one, Greg.
I have one reserved. Mine's reserved.
I already have one reserved.
Yeah. I think we all had Kim as well. I think had one reserved. I think quite a lot of people. So yeah. you had to throw five bucks down to reserve one, so...
I am on the fence with mine, I have to admit, because I mean, I haven't been traveling a ton, but I am going to be starting to travel again this year, so maybe, just maybe, this will be something that I actually get some good value and use out of. Units will begin shipping on February 28th, and this is following, of course, the 2 month delay from when they originally had planned to launch. Valve said it would open orders to the first batch of reservation holders that day. Those customers will have 72 hours to purchase the handheld.
Yeah.
If they don't use the opportunity, Valve will release their spot to the next person in the reservation queue.
Wow. I wonder how many people have got in that queue.
I don't know, but I can't remember. I think I've ordered the fully loaded one, so...
I went the middle, you went the fully loaded. I think I went the middle. I definitely didn't. I wanted one that had the SSD. That was the main thing.
Yeah.
It had to have an SSD.
So I'm looking forward to that.
But yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But then I also saw Razer had a prototype device very similar to what Valve is coming out with. And that intrigued me because that also had Game Pass built into it. So then I was like, But you should be able to run Game Pass on the Valve Steam Deck. You just have to do some steps to get there. So I think I'll be fine regardless. Anyway. Yep. All right, Pete, let's talk about some new releases.
Okay, new releases. Between the 31st of January and February the 5th, Life is Strange Remastered Collection, which is on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One, Stadia, all the platforms pretty much. The Waylanders, which is on PC from February 2nd. Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishments, which is on the Switch. And Dying Light, bad luck, Robin. Download 2, Stay Human, which is pretty much on every platform. And that's pretty much it for that week. Bit of a quiet week.
Well, Dying Light 2 is going to be it should be a fairly big game. I also was going to say Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishment. That's totally a Mike Chinn game, your brother. He loved the Sherlock Holmes games. He was playing those all the time a few years back. But I just noticed it was on the Switch, so he's probably already played that one.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about Dying Light 2. It looks like it might be good. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again,
I've got so many games that I need to play. I haven't played that motorbike game that Robin recommended like a few weeks ago, and I've bought it. Still ain't played it. Like, I mentioned it to my mate from work who we share PlayStation accounts with, and I think he's already played it and says it's wicked. I ain't got around to it yet.
So yeah, too much pineapple play, Pete. Too much pineapple.
Much pineapple.
Can you really ever have too much pineapple? I do love a good pineapple.
Mm.
All right, moving on. Let's wrap things up. Pete, why don't you start us off real quick? Shout out again to all the listeners that have been listening. So I want to make sure we get them in. And obviously, give some love. Give some love to whoever you want, Pete.
Well, I'm certainly going to shout out the users. Yep. There was Martin Dorney, whoever that is, and Casino Thanks. It's in the chat as well as ourselves. And I think that's pretty much it, was it?
Well, then we had Scott Stubby, we had Joysticks Jeff and Chill, yeah. Joysticks Corazon. And Chill.
Yeah.
These are all the YouTube ones that are tuning in from there, aren't they? Yeah. So there we go.
Who knew YouTube was a thing?
There we go. The only other person thing I'm gonna shout out is my dog for not chewing anything this week. He has pretty much chewed everything from the outside lights, which were about £300. He's chewed them to fucking bits when we were away, which I could have killed him for. He's chewed up all of the grass borders. He's chewed up half of my oriental plants. He's chewed up fucking everything. I am going to get a picket fence to block that little shit from going anywhere near my fucking garden, because he has done my fucking head in. I don't really swear that much normally, but I could have killed the little fuck.
And I approve this message.
Thank you very much, Donald Trump. And I'm just a little bit annoyed with my dog. But he's been great.
A little bit?
It's
just a skosh.
Yeah, it's been great this week. He's not chewed anything. So that's pretty much me. I'm going to hand you over to Robin.
Life. La, 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 la. Yeah, that's great, everybody. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to buy some pineapple stickers. I'm going to order them from Etsy or somewhere. I'm going to buy a whole pile, and I'm going to start sticking them on the back of people's cars just for fun. Shits and giggles.
Upside down.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Have a ball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll edit this tomorrow and get this up tomorrow evening. Thanks, guys.
Wonderful.
Love your kisses. I want to see your diorama.
I guess that leaves diorama. Shout out to the two of you. As always, it is a pleasure podcasting with you guys. Shout out to the listeners, of course. As Pete already said, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, being part of the chat. It was a pretty good active group today, too. So I love seeing it kind of going on as it was flipping past. Shout out to the I can't even say it. I can't even praise the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm pretty sure they're kicking the crap out of the Bengals right now. So that makes Kim happy. Go 49ers. I'm hoping they are going to beat the Rams, and that will make my wife happy, which is always a good thing. Then maybe I can. No, never mind.
Nah, dream on.
Yeah, no, it's dead. She read that book. That's the problem. That is the problem. All right, I think that's it. As Robin noted, we will get the audio version out tomorrow. We will be back next week. So come back, tune in. We'll have some more laughs. We'll have some more fun. We might even still have the ginger one with us. Ooh. We might even still have the Irish one with us. And you can take your pick on that, because technically I'm Irish too. Yeah, that's it. Come back, people. I don't want to hear that.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.